Right now it is time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. And of course you can find them on the web, tqag.com. And right now they're in their Christmas wonderland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to admit, I always enjoy listening to bird talk. And this morning's was definitely apropos to me, because I have been called an old coot, and I have also been called a loon. So I totally relate. I totally relate.
And not an eagle.
The things I've been called aren't related to birds, and I can't talk about them. So there we go.
Well, that's a whole nother bottle of wine.
Most of what I'm called is related to human anatomy. Okay. Oh well. Anyways, it's can you believe it? Just seemed like it was just Thanksgiving.
I know. Yeah, I know. It was interesting because when I was traveling, the little bit of time that I do traveling, it was in October, and I could not believe before Halloween there were Christmas decorations for sale and up already. So it's like, here we are, and now the week after Christmas, it all goes away.
And you can't even get the decorations right now. Friends of ours, you know, they run a shop here in Hopetown. They run the wine shop, and they thought, oh, let me just run up. This was last week. Let me just run up and grab, you know, some Christmas decorations because, last minute. Oh, they were like, no, the Valentine's stuff is coming out. Right. Like, I can't get this stuff. What's going on?
It's pretty amazing. I'm just amazed at, it seemed like it was just yesterday. It was November, and now we're talking about the end of the year. Jeez. I mean,
the end of a decade.
I know. That's even worse. That's right.
I know. Going into 2020. And, you know, and it's fascinating because even just with the more things change, the more they stay the same in certain aspects, because, you know, we have a number of auctions that are taking place and a number of things going on. And just like they've always done, but now we have even more that are going online. And I remember when we started this show, we were talking about, let's talk about these things that are selling online and little by little, and is it going to take over? And no, it's not. But it has really helped supplement a number of auctioneers with their online presence and selling online, because it's become so much easier. I will tell you, I had to go to the stores yesterday because we needed to pick up just some last minute things for Christmas. And, you know, Greg needed, we need some of this. We need hand towels. We need this. We need to get for the guest room and all that. So I had to go into three different stores. And by the end of that, I was done. I said, this is why I buy stuff online. This is nuts. Well, it's crazy.
I feel like I own stock in Amazon. I have to be totally honest, because I prefer shopping online now than going in and fighting the crowds.
Well, but you can do a mixture of both. I mean, the radio station, for the stuff, the technical stuff we need now, we used to go through radio suppliers, not anymore. We go through Amazon for stuff like that for the radio station that we need the next day. Sure. But I mean, we have enough stores around here where you can get clothing, you can get just about anything, interesting gifts like electric bike rentals or electric bikes. We have lots of restaurants. We have leather shops. We have shoes. So you can do a lot of your shopping around here. Now, I'm the worst person in the world to talk to, because I have for years been just giving gift cards, because I really don't know what people like, because I know what I like, and what I like only about 2% of the population likes. So it's tough for me to try to. So I've been giving people gift cards, and the great thing about gift cards, if you load them for like Visa or MasterCard or any of those, people can use them in local merchants wherever they want to use it. So I mean, So that's the way that's the way I do that. But yeah, I don't try to pretend to know what somebody would really want for Christmas. Or Hanukkah. I leave it up to them.
Or Hanukkah. Right. Yeah. Right. No. And we did pick up, like we did support our local merchants that are, you know, the smaller shops and things. You know, don't get me wrong, we do support that, because I do think that that's very important. We've been small business people. We know what that's like, and we do that. It's for just those other things that are, instead of going to a big box store or something, it's just Amazon makes it.
It makes it 10 times easier. So
yeah. Well, and I think that it's that kind of mentality that people look at also collecting when they are collecting or adding things to their collection, is that now they have such a variety and a wealth of information that's out there, which is good and bad. Because I just did this appraisal where gentleman said, well, I found this online and it's $20,000. I'm like, well, yeah, but I found a similar one for $7,000. So are you looking at the right, if you're looking, you have to know how to interpret the data. Is it a gallery? And even though they're asking $20,000, they're probably going to sell it for less than that. If you know that they're putting that out there, they're going to reel you in. They're hoping for that. But if you also find other things that are very similar in the $7,000 to $10,000 range, there's a difference. And now it could be more competitive. And that's where the consumer has to do their homework. Yeah. Okay. And if you're researching this, what would you pay, $20,000, or would you rather pay the $10,000? You know, I mean, that's pretty simple. But you know, when they come to me, I'm like,
one question has to be asked about that is, are you willing to pay? You're only willing to pay $7,000 if you have to pay it out of pocket. But if it's an insurance appraisal, you're going to want top dollar. And of course, that value is different. But so it just depends. It all depends on what the function of that value is going to be used for.
Right. But as the appraiser, you have to consider all of these and to say, yes, I did consider that this is out there, but there's also this out here. You have to take this into consideration. And it is similar. And that if you could get it for this, then, you know, if you weren't paying, this is what you, or if the insurance company wasn't paying, and if you had to go out there and replace this, this is what you would pay, or this is what you would want to pay. You're not going to want to pay that higher amount. So it's interesting, because there is a lot of disparity that's out there too, because, you know, anybody could ask whatever they want for something. So that's the big thing. And I think that even in this time of last minute shopping, get your last minute shopping in, 40% off, 50% off, you know, what is something really worth? And it's interesting. It's like, well, it's what you're willing to pay. That's about what the value is.
All right, now I've got a question. I've got a question to ask both of you. And that is, we're coming to the end of a decade, okay? In both your opinions, and I don't care who goes first, what was the most surprising thing, value, that you've seen in the past decade, 10 years in the appraisal world?
Oh, let me ask what you define value as. Value as in
actual dollars.
A lower price, or value as in high value?
Actual dollars paid from something, you know, the highest value and stuff. What do you consider the biggest ones?
In just general collectible area, because we have to stay away from art, because that's more of a commodity. So I would prefer to stay away from that. I would say, for me personally, I think definitely the Marilyn Monroe dress has got to be the highlight of the decade.
Tim?
Yeah, that's, you know, I was thinking of memorabilia, and there's also the Babe Ruth uniform that sold, that, you know, that is somebody's, they paid so much money for that, for his original uniform, and the provenance on that was amazing because of where it came from. And that piece, I think that'll hold on, and that has the potential, just like the Honus Wagner card of several decades ago, when it started at $250,000 and ended up, you know, the last time it changed hands was $3.4 million. So it's one of those things that I think has the the potential for that kind of investment, which is really cool.
I think, though, we've hit on the handful of items over the decade that that will continue to hold and increase. That's my prediction for the next decade. Is these things are, you know, like Babe Ruth baseballs. Okay, well, they sell at good prices, and they probably always will. But there are far more of those than the one uniform that sold for so much.
Right.
The same thing with Marilyn Monroe memorabilia. There's so much Monroe memorabilia out there that sells at auction, and a lot of it sells for okay prices, some of it very high, but nothing, I think, will ever top that dress. And so, I mean, they're just literally, I think you could probably say there are just a handful of items that have reached that status and will maintain that status over the years.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it is because of what it is, and it's one of a kindness of what it is. One of the other things that I think that also comes to my mind is the sale of Michael Jackson's stage-worn costumes, and that was Michael Bush. Was his designer, and I was the auctioneer for that. That was at Julian's, and that sale did close to $6 million with all of his different costumes. And the story with that is that, you know, Michael Bush was the designer, but he didn't get paid to do those designs. Michael Jackson said, "I will give you all of these back, and that will be your payment one day." So he held on to that and was on the verge of bankruptcy. And he went to Darren and said, "I think I need to sell these," and did just an amazing job. And the funny thing, and I will never forget this from this sale, is that as I'm auctioneering and these costumes are going for $250,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000.
That was so wild. That was so wild.
And watching, there's these two millennials, these two 20-somethings bidding on these things. And I passed a note to the auctioneer and said, did you secure their credit? Are you sure that these guys, who are these guys? And it was later revealed that, yes, they were bidding on behalf of Lady Gaga. And so I was like, oh, of course. Okay. Yay. You need another pair of these. Come on.
Right. Well, with that being said, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And happy Hanukkah to you.
And we'll do our New Year's edition next week.
Yes, we'll do a bigger recap on the past decade and our predictions.
Okay.
And a special announcement next week.
And two special announcements.
Okay. Well, I will wait with bated breath. I'll speak to you next week.
Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks. Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. Appraise this. You can find them at tqag.com on the web.